Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Bryant Beck, B-R-Y-A-N-T, B-E-C-K. Bryant Beck is here for a follow-up evaluation today on 3/28/2023. His date of birth is 11/11/92. Date of injury is 10/21/2021. Patient Bryant Beck was involved in an automobile accident where he was rear-ended as a front seat passenger. The impact of this accident caused him headache, head injury, as well as to the dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, forgetfulness, confusion, loss of memory as a TBI symptoms initially that have been persisting even now. He has a minimal pain in the neck around 2 on a scale of 1 to 2, and that has actually got better now completely. Only issue left at this time is the lower back pain for the pain syndrome. The pain is around 8 in the lower back, and it is involving the sacroiliac joint on the right. Sorry, the pain is in the lower back and towards the right and the right sacroiliac joint area. He has a lot of jitters and a lot of pain, and he has never been to a chiropractor as of yet. And the pain level is around 8. The ADLs that are reported affected are also 8 as follows. The work and sleep, enjoyment of life are really affected to the tune of 9. On a scale of 1 to 10, mood is affected 8. General activity is affected 7. Patient reports minimal relief in the lower back. However, the neck pain is now completely better. Headaches are also improved. In system review, please use the positive symptoms. Please use the chart, and also for the additional history for the last 30 days, and current pain medication, and the substance abuse as well as compliance history are in the chart. Thank you. Physical examination: the blood pressure is 147 over 97. Pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will come from the previous visit, which is dated 2/23/2023 and 0303-089. Please, the only change we need is the cervical spine. The range of motion was completely normal. As follows. Forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 50, bilateral rotation 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation 35 degrees. The SI joint on the right is slightly tender, as mentioned already in the testing. Please use the same. Rest of the exam is the same. Diagnosis is the same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient has been discussed. The plan is to repeat the MRI for finding current status of his pathology. And this will be done at this time. And patient is provided with no new medications, because we are expecting him to finish his MRI. And then he also has a positive symptoms in the right sacroiliac joint, for which an injection times 2 for diagnostic and therapeutic reasons is being offered. He's being referred to chiropractor, Bronco Chiropractic Services, right here in the building for further therapy. His case has been almost being resolved, and unfortunately, patient was referred to physical therapy at Focus Rehab, and patient never went there at all. It looked like the patient is just not able to. So we'll reinforce further chiropractic and as well as the physical therapy aspect, home exercises have been discussed with him, yoga, meditation, stretching, home stretching. Patient will be seeing us in 10 days' time after the MRI is done, and then further review will be carried out. Thank you.